and Young is here to greet you, everybody, everywhere. Brought to you by a can of Porter's Isle of Beauty and Vitalis for well-groomed hair. Itana, Vitalis, two products you should know on the Alan Young, Alan Young, Alan Young Show.
It's Friday night again. And as usual, we take you to the little white cottage in Van Nuys, California, where we find the star of our show, that young man who is young today and young forever, Alan Young.
Oh, no, no, Betty, I can't say that in the telephone. No, don't make me say it. The operator might be listening in. Sure, I like you, but I have to say that. Well, all right. I like you better than my new plastic suspenders. But what do you say, Betty? You want me to kiss you over the phone? Like Charles Boyer? Charles Boyer, huh? Well, I'll try. Got my lower lip caught in the mouthpiece. Well, Betty, I guess we should...
Hey,
just a minute, please. Zero. Saying goodbye to Betty.
Oh.
Betty? Goodbye, Betty. Bye, Betty. Goodbye, Betty. Bye-bye, Betty. Toodle-oozy.
Steady stomach, steady.
I'll see you later, Betty. Zero, what are you so excited about?
Well, look, Al, I've been mooching off of you for a long time now. You've been paying for my food, giving me clothes, and keeping a roof over me head.
Oh, that's all right, Zero. That's what friends are for. In the words of an old poet, when you travel down life's highway, remember just one thing. You can't take off your pajamas unless you pull the string.
Can't take off your pajamas unless you pull. What a beautiful thought.
It is, yeah.
Well, look, now I got a chance to repay you for all them kind things.
Yeah.
Look what I got in my pocket.
Zero. Where'd you get all that jewelry?
From a friend of mine. He borrowed some dough from me a long time ago, and this is how he paid me back. Mm-hmm. Just look at this jewelry. Get a load of that necklace. Real pearls.
Pearls?
Yeah. Ain't it amazing? How them little pearls come from oysters?
Zero, that's one of the miracles of nature.
Oh.
I read all about it in the Book of Knowledge. You see, a tiny speck of silicate becomes embedded in the musculature of the valvular region between the shells. And using this for a foundation, the crustacean builds this translucent masterpiece.
Gee. And they do it underwater, too.
Pearl necklace is a beauty. Never saw anything so lovely. All those big pearls on that string.
Yeah. Looks like a strand of spaghetti with the meatballs on the inside.
I'd like to have a necklace like that to give to my girl, Betty. After all, why shouldn't she have necklaces and diamonds and rubies and minks and sables and ermines like any other average American girl?
Look, Alan, my pal, please take that necklace and give it to Betty.
That necklace? That beautiful long necklace?
Yeah, it's yours. Free. For nothing.
Oh, thanks, Zero, but I can never thank you enough. It's so beautiful. I'll go right out now and buy a pair of gloves and then give this necklace to Betty.
Buy a pair of gloves?
For sure. When Betty sees this necklace, she'll be crazy about me. We'll get engaged, and then we'll get married, and then we'll have one kid, and two kids, and three kids, and four kids, and pushing a baby carriage, a guy can get blisters.
Hello, Alan.
Hello, Betty.
Hello, Alan.
Hello, Betty.
Hello, Alan.
So you got an answer for everything.
Well, don't stand there on the doorstep, Alan. Come in.
Oh, thanks. Betty, I came over for a special reason. I have a surprise for you.
Oh, Alan, how wonderful. What is it?
Well, Betty, first close your eyes. There. That's right. Now, I'll put it on. Okay, now open your eyes.
Oh, Alan, a necklace. It's beautiful. Do you mind if I try it on now?
Sure, but doesn't it make my sweatshirt look daring? Here, put it on, Betty.
Oh, Alan, I'm so thrilled. Yeah. Alan.
Yes, Betty?
Did you ever give a necklace to a girl before?
Well...
The truth now.
Well, yes, Betty, I did, but honest, I was only 6 at the time, and she was only 4.
But you did give her a necklace.
Well, it wasn't much, just a package of lifesavers on my yo-yo string. I'll never forget what happened either. She wore it one day in the rain and dripped peppermint for almost a week.
Gee, Alan, my first necklace. And I owe it all to you.
Give a little credit to the oysters. After all, it's not an easy life they lead. All the other fish playing and swimming while the little oyster sits at the bottom of the ocean waiting for a month with an R in it.
Oh, this is such a wonderful gift. It's got so many pearls.
416. I counted them on the way over.
Oh, Alan, it's the most unusual necklace I've ever seen. I've got to run up and show it to Daddy. I'll only be gone a minute. Why don't you listen to the radio?
Okay, Betty. Hope this changes Mr. Dittenpepper's mind about me.
And now for the highlights in today's news. The biggest wedding of the season took place today. The son of America's largest egg beater magnate was married this morning to the daughter of the electric and power king.
He'll probably settle down and raise little mixmasters.
Here is an important late flash from society's first lady, Mrs. Van Scuffington. Her palatial home was burglarized this morning, and all the famous Scuffington jewels were stolen.
Scuffington jewels.
Included in the theft was the world-renowned Scuffington necklace.
Necklace.
416 matched pearls. The question before America tonight is, will Mrs. Van Scuffington get her pearl necklace back? One thing is clear. Whoever has that necklace now will spend the rest of his years in jail.
I know what I'll do. I'll go to Mexico.
The authorities are on the alert along the Mexican border.
I'll go to Canada.
The authorities are on the alert along the Canadian border.
I'll go to Alaska.
The authorities are on the alert along the Alaskan border.
I'll take a boat and go to Hawaii.
The authorities are on the alert.
Ooh, such a blabbermouth!
Alan Young will be back, I think. Say, did it ever occur to you that part of the reason you like someone is because he or she has a nice, friendly, sparkling smile? Well, look, don't you think then that people might feel the same way about you, too? How is that smile of yours? Been doing anything to make it even more sparkling? Okay, then, what's stopping you? Just get yourself a tube of Ipana toothpaste and try this.
Brush your teeth every day with Ipana. And every time you do, put a little extra Ipana on your fingertip and gently massage it on your gums.
Try it. Because Ipana was designed not only to clean your teeth, but with gentle massage to aid in the health of your gums. And it's firm, healthy gums, mind you, that are so important to sound teeth. A really sparkling smile. Ask your dentist. He'll tell you.
A national survey showed that 7 out of 10 dentists recommend gum massage. Not only that, but the dentists themselves prefer Ipana toothpaste 2-to-1 over any other dentifrice for their own personal use.
So how's about it? How about you starting the daily habit of Ipana toothpaste and gum massage for your sparkling smile? I-P-A-N-A. Ipana. Well, once more, Alan Young and Trouble are face to face. He's given Betty a pearl necklace he got from his friend Zero, and it seems to be the very necklace that was stolen from Mrs. Van Scuffington. It looks like Alan must get the necklace back from Betty in order to save his skin. But let's look in on the Dittenpeppers and see if that's going to be easy.
Daddy, Alan's downstairs, and he just gave me a lovely present. Look, isn't this a beautiful necklace?
Alan Young gave you that necklace?
Yes, Daddy, and I want you to see it right away.
But this is such a long necklace. It couldn't have come out of a Cracker Jack box.
Daddy, Alan's waiting downstairs. Now, please be nice to him.
Well, maybe I should. If Alan saved all his money so he could give you a present like this, he deserves a little more respect. I'll try to be nice to him. Hello there, Alan.
Oh, hello, Mr. Dittenpepper.
Alan, I came down here to tell you how beautiful I think that necklace is.
Necklace? What necklace?
The pearl necklace you just gave to Betty.
Pearl necklace? You think those are real pearls?
Well, aren't they?
Yes, yes.
Alan, Daddy's just crazy about this pearl necklace.
Oh, he is, huh?
Yes, I certainly am, Alan.
Well, I guess in that case, this is a good time to pop the question.
Oh, Alan, I'm so happy. Go ahead, pop the question.
Can I have them back?
Now, Alan, you just sit here on the couch with Betty and don't worry about me. I'm going upstairs and read. I'm right in the middle of a good detective magazine.
Oh, well, I'll see you later, Mr. Pepper.
It's a wonderful story about a fellow who accidentally gets mixed up in a jewel robbery and he's caught with some of the jewels.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Not that I care, but what happened to this poor fella?
Oh, he spent 30 days in jail.
Oh, just 30 days in jail?
Yes. Then they hung him.
They hung him?
That's right. Why are you so interested in this?
Oh, I was just wondering who got his white shirt.
Oh, never mind. Well, good night, you two. And Betty, don't stay up too late, dear.
Oh, Alan. Alan, let's go out tonight. I'm so anxious to wear my new pearl necklace and tell everyone you gave it to me.
Oh, why couldn't we stay home tonight? We could just sit on the couch together.
Alan Young, all you ever do when we sit on the couch together is twiddle your thumbs.
Well, I won't twiddle my thumbs tonight, Betty.
You won't?
No. Twiddle yours.
Alan, we're going out because I want everyone to see my necklace.
Betty, I can't go. Let's stay inside. I want to get some fresh air.
Alan, everybody goes outside for fresh air.
Must I be hampered by tradition? Why don't you just sit down next to me on the couch? Here, Betty.
All right, Alan.
I just want to put my arms around your necklace. Or your neck. You know? Do you mind sitting a little closer?
All right. There.
Mm-hmm. Do you mind sitting a little closer?
Of course not, Alan.
Just a little closer.
All right.
Betty. Betty, where are you?
Over here on the other side of you.
Oh. Oh, yes. Betty?
Yes, Alan.
Listen, Pearl. I mean, Betty. I want to sit here with my face up close against yours.
Alan, you never acted like this before. You're acting like a wolf.
Yeah. A wolf? Yes, that's what I am. A wolf. I love you, see, Betty? I love you. I want to kiss you. I want to kiss your throat, gal. I want to kiss your throat. Kiss your throat over and over. Yes. Darn that safety clasp.
Alan Young, this is sick.
Oh, you're right, Betty. Besides, I just got a swell idea. Let's both stand on our hands.
Alan, you've been acting so strangely ever since you gave me this necklace.
Yeah, well.
Oh, that's Hubert.
Filthy rich Hubert Updike. He's got too much money.
Oh, Hubert's all right.
Yeah, that guy shows off his wealth. Who else sends his garbage out to be gift wrapped?
Oh, just wait till Hubert sees this necklace you gave him.
Yeah, Hubert should be... Oh, Betty. Listen, if Hubert sees that necklace, he'll make fun of me. It's so small. It costs so little. Why don't you let me hold it?
Well, all right, Alan. Here.
Oh, I got it. I got it.
Oh, Betty. Oh, Alan. I'm here. You've heard of Lauren Bacall and the Big Sleep. Well, come gaze on what she dreams about.
Upset tonight.
Yes, I am, but I had trouble with my old Cadillac, the one I bought last week.
Yeah, the old one.
I had to give it away.
Well, what was wrong with it, Hubert?
Oh, the springs were broken and it was very bumpy. It kept tilting the billiard table. You know, that car rode beautifully. I was thinking of giving it to the railroad to replace the Super 2. Is it...
The Super 2. I'm glad you gave it to the Santa Fu.
Hubert, I'm surprised you even left your house with your old car.
Well, I simply had to get the paper. Mm-hmm. This afternoon's paper has sensational news about the big robbery.
Robbery? News? I got a great idea. Let's tear it up and make spitballs.
Alan, spitballs. Oh, what you said. At Harvard, we always called them moisture missiles.
Well, Hubert, what is the big news in the paper?
Mrs. Van Scuffington's house has been looted, and her huge collection of jewelry has been pilfered.
Right. Well, I wonder if they'll catch the fellow.
Oh, yes. I had a robbery on my estate last year, and the culprit was apprehended by the Northwest Mounted Police.
That's ridiculous. But the Northwest Mounted Police are in Canada. Your estate's in Beverly Hills.
Not the North End. Oh, it was a dreadful affair.
Dreadful.
Mother became so frightened, overnight her hair turned silver. 1847, Rogers Brothers.
Oh, Hubert, that's awful.
Yes, I know. And then he went into the library and stole every other book.
Every other book?
Yes, you see, he was a second story man. Oh, that was a witty one.
Look, Hubert. Oh, I'm right by the phone. I'll answer it, Betty. Hello? Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's for you, Hubert.
Oh, thank you, Alan. Oh. Yes, sir. Hubert Updown the third speaking. Oh, hello, Dodd. What? Oh, that was Alan Young you just talked to. Now, don't cry, Dodd. It wasn't your fault. You couldn't tell it was anybody from the lower classes. But why did you call, Dodd?
Oh, bully. Just plain bully.
Thanks for calling, and give my regards to Mother. That is, if you run into her this year. Oh, Alan, I've got wonderful news. There's a big party tonight, and Betty, you're invited, and you can bring Alan along.
Oh, Hubert, we'd love to come.
Don't mind if I do.
Well, it's quite a social event. All the big people will be there.
Oh, Hubert, that's wonderful.
Just bully. Plain bully.
And it's at the home of Mrs. Van Scoffington.
Mrs. Van Scoffington.
Mrs. Van Scoffington.
Well, I must be running along. It's going to be a great night tonight. Au revoir.
Au revoir.
This is wonderful. I can wear my new pearl necklace tonight and tell everyone you gave them to me. Alan, it's the biggest social event of the year. Mrs. Van Scuffington's daughter is coming out.
That's life.
She'll be coming out and I'll be going in.
I'm sorry, Oh, it's Jimmy Wallington.
Oh, hello there, Mr. Ditton Pepper. Trying to add me to your pedestrian collection?
Very funny. Well, I was in a hurry, that's all.
Well, if you're on your way to the Van Scuffington ball, I can understand your hurry.
Are you trying to kid me?
No, but I'd like to make a suggestion. If you used a little Vitalis on your hair, you'd look more presentable. Why,
Mr. Wallington, I've not been invited.
Well, if your hair had that well-groomed look, I'm sure you would have received an invitation.
Look, I am not going to the well-groomed look.
Why, yes. Your hair has that abandoned look.
You think Vitalis can help it, huh?
Of course it can.
You sure?
Well, Mr. Ditton Pepper, I'm here to groom hairs, not to split them. Well, you see, Vitalis is a great hair grooming preparation. Perfect for keeping dry, unruly hair under control. Just try Vitalis in the 60-second workout and you'll see what I mean. You put a little Vitalis on your scalp, and for just 50 seconds you rub briskly. And then for 10 seconds you comb. That's all. But what a change. Your hair looks well-groomed in a natural, masculine way, without that objectionable patent leather shine. Without that plastered down look. What's more, the Vitalis 60-second workout loosens a tight, dry scalp. Puts loose dandruff and helps prevent excessive falling hair. Vitalis is available at drug counters everywhere. So to look your best tomorrow, get a bottle of Vitalis tonight. And now let's listen to the smart set and their arrangement of Under the Willow Tree.
Underneath the willow tree, we sat alone, my love and me. there, he said he'd marry me under the willow tree. What a happy pair were we.
Did I love him? Did he love me?
Then he said he'd wait for me under the willow tree. We carved our names upon the tree and promised to be true. But now he's gone and left me, and there's nothing I can do. But wait, please, by the willow tree, don't weep for me, oh willow tree. 'Cause I'm gonna keep waiting for him, you see, under the willow tree. Wait for me under the willow tree.
Join Alan Young and his girl as they're walking up the steps of the Van Scuffington mansion. Betty is wearing the necklace, and Alan is wearing a very worried expression.
Betty, are you sure you want to go to this party? Of
course I am.
Why couldn't we do something different tonight? Something gay, something exciting. Let's get out of the park and paint socks on all the statues.
Alan, come on, let's go in.
Wait a minute. Look how you're dressed, Betty. You're certainly out of date.
What do you mean, out of date?
Well, everybody knows that women are wearing their pearls on the inside this year.
Oh, Alan, that's ridiculous.
No, all jewelry's being worn inside this year. It goes for men, too. It's even worse for men. Imagine bending over quickly and being bitten by your own elk's tooth.
Oh, look, Alan. There's Hubert on the front porch. He's greeting all the guests. Oh, Hubert.
Oh, Batty. Batty, come right in. Alan, hand the butler your hat and coat so he can boil them.
There's nothing wrong with my clothes, Hubert.
Yes, but they don't compare with mine, Alan. Just look at the design in this suit.
What is it?
Pinstripes from old London.
Yeah. Well, look at mine.
Well, what is it?
Skid marks from a new Pontiac.
Wonderful party. I'll bet the queen of society is here.
Yeah.
Oh, but you're so beautiful tonight. I wish you'd come alone. I wanted to have you all to myself.
And leave Betty home? Never.
Well, let's not stand here in the hall. Come, Betty, my dear. I want you to meet my dad and mother. They're out in the garden allowing the orchids to smell them.
All right, Hubert. I'll be back in a minute, Alan.
Okay, Betty. Anybody sees that necklace she's wearing? I just...
Hey, Alan.
Zero, what are you doing here?
Alan, I got something to tell you.
I got something to tell you. That necklace you gave me belongs to Mrs. Van Scuffington. You and those friends of yours.
Well, Alan, how could I doubt my old friend Safe Cracking Sam?
Hmm?
He said he was going straight. I didn't know he was starting to wobble.
Couldn't you see anything dishonest about his face?
How could I tell? He was wearing a mask.
Oh, well, there's still time, Zero. I want you to get the necklace in Betty's neck and slip it around Mrs. Van Scuffington's neck. Can you do it? Can you swipe things?
Swipe things? Are you kidding? While South Africa takes it away, I'm the guy who can bring it back.
Well, then, you go ahead. Oh, look. Here comes Mrs. Van Scuffington.
Yeah.
I'll keep her here till you get back.
Okay, Alan. Don't let her get away. Now.
Yeah. I ought to keep this dame busy. Better put up my English front. Cheerio! Tip-top! Pip-pip! And ten-ten!
Were you addressing me?
Oh, rather. I say that, old top. And you do have an old top.
Young man, I don't believe we've met.
Oh, I beg your pardon. Permit me to introduce myself. I'm Reginald Astorbilt, the 125th.
125 Astorbilts? That's a long line.
Especially when you're waiting to get washed up in the morning.
No most unusual. Well, Mr. Astorbilt, are you enjoying the party and all that sort of rot?
Oh, yes. I've even met your husband and all that sort of rot. Bless my soul, you've a delightful place here. Reminds me of England, when I used to shoot at my father's country seat. Kept him hopping. But it's so beastly nice talking to you, Mrs. Dan Scottington.
Yes, well, I must be toddling off now, old bean.
Must you go, old bean?
Oh, I'll be right back, old bean.
Can't you stay a moment longer, old bean?
Party, old bean.
What a party, nothing but old bean.
Uncouth creature. Please, Mr. Van Scuffington, allow me to introduce Colonel Pennington Zero, Mrs. Van Scuffington. The Colonel has worshipped you from afar.
Yeah, and up close she looks like a warship, too.
Well, the Colonel has such a jolly disposition, full of wit and funny patter. Colonel, remember what we talked about?
Okay. Mrs. Van Scuffington, do you mind if I put my arm around you?
Colonel, I find you repugnant.
Let's leave the shape of my nose out of it.
Please forgive the Colonel, Mrs. Van Scuffington. It's just that he's so impetuous. He was carried away with your beauty. Those big black eyes against that soft white skin.
Oh, Colonel.
Yeah, it's those big black eyes and that white skin that got me. Like two prunes floating in a plate of cream.
Oh, Colonel, I could jump hug you there.
Jill, yeah? Did you get the pearls around her neck?
Yeah, but how that dame hugs. Three of my ribs just changed places.
Mrs. Van Scuffington, those beastly pearls.
Pearls?
Those beastly ones around your beastly neck.
My pearls! They're back!
Beastly back.
Oh, I must announce this to everyone. Everybody, come. Look, my pearls have returned, and you see, they're back.
Beastly.
Oh, I'm so happy.
Well, Alan, I told you I'd do it.
Everything's wonderful, Zero. After all that trouble, I finally got rid of those things.
Well, Alan, Mrs. Van Scuffington, how dare you take my pearls?
Your pearls?
Yes, and you have the nerve to flaunt them in front of me. Alan, don't stand there. Say something.
Beastly.
Mrs. Van Scuffington.
Alan, keep Betty quiet. Give her this ring.
Oh, yes, ring. Betty, forget about that pearl necklace. Look at this beautiful ring.
Oh, Alan, it's wonderful. Mrs. Van Scuffington, you can keep your old pearls. Look at this beautiful ring.
What? Oh, the Van Scuffington diamond.
What?
Alan, shall we try with a ruby?
No, no, no.
My God! Please!
Wait a minute. Stop!
Oh, Alan, I'm glad everything worked out so well. Mrs. Van Scuffington's got her jewels back.
Yeah, she was so nice about everything when we explained it. I'm just sorry you haven't got a necklace anymore.
No, Alan, who cares about a necklace as long as we have each other? Just think, someday we're going to be engaged.
Yeah, and we can get married and live in a little vine-covered cottage.
Alan, you'll be the husband and I'll be the wife.
Betty, I wouldn't have it any other way. Thanks, friends. During the week, I hope you'll remember the two fine products that bring you this show, Ipana for the smile of beauty and Vitalis for well-groomed hair. Ipana, Vitalis. Till next week, then, this is Alan Young saying good night.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.